Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you like the strange and unusual happening in our world told to you in story form, you're in the right place. And if you're new to this channel, please know we have a sister channel. And so we have A Stranger World Than Fiction and They Call Me the Ghost. And we also have our podcasts. Like, subscribe, and join the conversation for all things strange. All right, let's get to it. The mysterious cursed temples of India. Out in the desolated badlands of the Thar Desert is the ancient abandoned town of Kharadu, originally known as Kiritakup. The nearest town is about 35 kilometers away through harsh, unforgiving terrain. Despite this remote location, the area has a long history, with the region once ruled by the Kharad clan of the Rajputs during the 6th to 8th centuries, after which the Kharatip became a prosperous city in the 11th and 12th centuries, ruled by the King Someshwar of the Parmar dynasty, and indeed it was the dynasty's capital at one point. Despite its status as a major city and capital, it was a frequent target of foreign invaders, with much of the city destroyed at one point by the Turishkas, only to be rebuilt again and eventually deserted due to the relentless animosity it faced. Sometime between the 10th and 12th centuries, a series of five ornate temples were built here, which have indeed become the feature of this place and what it's most famous for. Yet mysteries and an alleged curse also surround this place, and the temples of Kharadu are often seen as haunted, a forbidden place to be avoided. The temples themselves are dedicated to Lord Shiva and Vishnu, and are majestic sandstone structures built with highly decorated walls and pillars, featuring countless sculptures and intricate carvings of all manner of figures. We're talking animals, gods, and goddesses. The temples are in various stages, though, of succumbing to the wrath of time, with some of them possessing crumbling columns, collapsed ceilings, and decrepit walls. And one of them is little more than some ruined columns standing in the parched desert earth. Perhaps the best preserved one is called Someshvara, which is also the largest and most elaborate of them, and is also at the heart of the dark legends and the rumors of curses that permeate this place. The story begins during the reign of King Someshwar, at a time when the Turushka invaders were marauding through the region, laying waste to all in their path. Someshwar knew he stood little chance in the face of this formidable enemy, and they were practically at his doorstep, so he sought the counsel of a great sage who lived in the area. This sage then came to Kharatup along with some of his disciples, and with their help, the kingdom managed to remain intact in the face of this enemy. When the threat was gone, the sage took leave of the city, but left a few of his disciples behind in order to provide advice and protection against further attack. And things went well at first, and the city knew peace. But they had become complacent after time, and negligent toward the disciples, failing to take care of them. When the disciples fell ill with a mysterious sickness, it is said that only the wife of a humble potter helped them even as their condition deteriorated into a dire state. The sage would eventually return to Kharatup and became infuriated by the lack of gratitude and neglect they had shown toward his disciples, and it is said that he flew into a rage, using his powers to conjure up an insidious curse on the city. Legend has it that he proclaimed, "A place with no humanity must not be burdened with humankind," before laying down a sinister curse that would apparently turn everyone in the city to stone after dusk. He only chose to spare the potter's wife, who he warned not to look back as she left, but she failed to listen, turning into a statue when she looked over her shoulder to see her beloved city one last time. So, after this, the story of the temple curse quickly became well known throughout the region, and to this day, no one ever visits the temple complex after sunset. In fact, the entire complex is usually locked away behind an imposing gate to keep people out, partly out of concern for the dangers the crumbling ruins pose, and partly out of the very real belief that this curse is real. There's even a statue of a woman near the outskirts of town. It's different than the other sculptures in the temples in its sheer realism. And it is said that this is the potter's wife, eternally turned to stone after looking at the city against the sage's orders. So strongly do the locals believe in this curse that no one will go anywhere near these ruins at sunset, and visitors and outsiders are turned away. The temple complex is also said to be roamed by ghosts, and it is a popular destination for Indian paranormal investigators. It's hard to know whether this place is haunted, whether it's cursed, or maybe even both. And no one seems to be willing to stay at the temples very long, and they are mostly devoid of any people at all, left to the elements and in a state of abandoned neglect. The only full-time residents are the herds of feral goats, and perhaps the ghosts of the past, and it is a remarkably empty and bleak place for one with such a history and magnificent temples. For now, it remains a strange place of lore. Any truth to it buries in the mists of time. And it is certainly a weird, off-the-beaten-path place to try to explore if you're ever in the area. This is another example of an entire real place that together and collectively, they believe in these curses because it's affected them that much. And the people of India in itself, is not a stranger to other curses as well. They believe in many things. There's no other country in this world like India, where science and superstition go hand in hand. We have sent powerful rockets into space, yet we fret if a black cat crosses our path. These people aren't alone. From trying to alter our destiny with gemstones to warding off evil with lemon and chili totems, let's look at some more of the superstitions that they believe over in India. For one, here's sunset again. Don't sweep after sunset. If you do, you might have to endure some rotten luck very soon. There's no real logic to this one, but maybe the fear of throwing out some important stuff in the dark while sweeping might have given rise to this particular myth. And then you have sunset again. Certainly don't cut your nails after sunset. Cutting your nails after dark is a strict no-no, unless you want to invite some unwelcome misfortune into your life. This superstition probably has at least a little bit of logic behind it, because in the absence of light, it's easy to hurt yourself. Maybe that's it. How about this one? Meat should not be consumed on certain days. And this is recognized in different religions and other cultures as well. But many foreigners stereotype the Indians as being vegetarians. Maybe you're one of those that really believes this, but that's wrong. A lot of Indians are non-vegetarians, except on Tuesdays and Saturdays, that is. There are many different reasons for this particular superstition, from something passed on from family members who use meat as you have a free day so that you can cleanse your stomach. Maybe it's just a habit. No one really can confirm this reason, but yet it's still out there. How about this? Eat curd before you head out. A spoonful of curd and sugar before stepping out of the house can provide an auspicious start to the day, especially if you're going to begin important work. This magical concoction is believed to be a must. The root of this belief could be that most parts of India have a hot tropical climate, and eating curd is known to provide instant energy. How about this one? Eclipses are bad omens for pregnant women. Pregnant women in India have a hard time during eclipses. Not only are they supposed to stay inside the entire time, they're not even allowed to sit cross-legged. God forbid the baby should be born with ugly marks all over its body. And this, an itchy palm, means money is coming to you. Now that is not only significant in India. Many believe this little theory or superstition. Been wanting to escape to an exotic holiday location? Have an eye on that swanky new car? All you have to do is close your eyes and wish really hard that your left palm will start to itch. How about adding 1 rupee to gift money is a lucky thing. If you find an odd coin in the envelope containing money gifted by someone, it can seem strange in some countries, but not in India. To the contrary, if the well-wishers forget to add this 1 rupee coin, then it's surely going to raise some eyebrows. And for all you cooks out there, how about this? Lemon and chilies can ward off evil. As long as you hang a string of 7 chilies and a lemon outside your home, no evil will dare approach you. This charm also applies to one's place of work. According to a Hindu legend, the goddess of misfortune likes sour and spicy food, so she satisfies her hunger with lemon and chilies and returns content without ever stepping inside the house, bringing in a trail of bad luck. And here we go. Wearing gemstones brings good fortune. And this we see in all kinds of cultures as well. But those in India frequently consult astrologers who advise us to wear certain gemstones that will improve our fate. Indians who can afford to buy these trinkets can probably rest assured that no tragedy will ever strike them. Another place and more superstitions, more curses. Do you guys think these things are true? Can they affect those that are living in their lives in the now? Let me know what you think. And thank you for listening today, and I will talk to you all soon.